Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and I'm delighted, as always, on our Friday show to have a guest with us. And I'm really looking forward to learning more about what this awesome woman has to talk about, because she's going to be talking to us about chakras and business. Didn't know they could go together, did you? But she will explain. And this lovely woman, her name is Christine Renee. She is a Reiki master teacher, shamanic practitioner, Reiki business coach, and chakra coach who lives in Bozeman, Montana. I've never been there, I've been to Montana, but not Bozeman, but I bet it's really gorgeous there. I have a feeling. Anyway, sorry, I digress. She has over 15 years of experience as a Reiki master with a successful brick and mortar business. And she has extended her reach by creating the online school, ReikiCafeUniversity.com, where she mentors Reiki practitioners and spiritual entrepreneurs from around the world. And this Reiki Cafe University is a hub for entrepreneurs who are willing to do the inner work to find success in not only their businesses, but their personal lives as well. And as an entrepreneur myself, I know that the inner work is really key. So that's awesome that you help people do that. So welcome, first off, welcome to Live, Love, Engage, Christine.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on with you today.
Well, and we are glad to have you. And yeah, because I know that, I've been in business for over 10 years now. And I think one of the times that I've struggled has definitely been probably the times when I was not paying attention to to the inner work. And now that I've been doing more of that, I know it has helped me a lot. One of the things I wanted to talk with you about is, you know, I mentioned that you are a chakra coach. So there may be some people out there who are either watching on YouTube or listening who maybe aren't quite as familiar with chakras. I know a little bit about them, but can you explain to us, first off, what is a chakra, and then how the heck do they relate to business success?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the chakras come from a Sanskrit translation as a wheel. So we have these energy wheels in our body, and they all, when they're aligned, they all flow easily and gracefully one to another, so that you can receive divine inspiration and this divine timing nudges to have that flow come through your body. And when the chakras, there's seven primary chakras, there's many, many more, but seven are the primary ones that we focus on. And they can relate to your all aspects of your life. And that's why it can really relate to your business. So for example, root chakra is your very foundational chakra. So it's your legs, it's your knees, it's your feet, it's your foundation, but it also can harbor a lot of fear. And so if you have fear moving forward, if you have phobias, if you have things that really frighten you, that really is a root chakra issue. If you're afraid of not being safe, like your real fundamental safety, that could be a root chakra issue. And so each chakra has their own flavor of how it could help you succeed or how it could really hinder your business and your practice. And so when you help guide the chakras back into alignment, open, easy flow, and doing some of this inner work on your fears, on your childhood wounding, your childhood traumas, on really understanding who you are, what your purpose is, what is ready to let go of, you can have this really confidence moving forward with your successful business.
That's awesome. And I know that being an entrepreneur, I think a lot of small business owners will say that fear of either fear of failure or fear of success is like a big deal for them. So I guess being able to talk with someone like yourself who can help them maybe work through that would be useful. But how, maybe if you can enlighten us a little bit more, so how does that work exactly? You know, because you mentioned like, you know, opening them up a little bit or getting them in alignment. How does that work?
Absolutely. So I really teach that the chakras are the roadmap to healing. So it's really the design, the steps to your full healing. Mm-hmm. And so when you can understand each one of the chakras and the emotional component, the physical component, the spiritual component, you know how to take some of your healing from a backdoor approach. So for example, if you have had a really hard childhood, then maybe the things that would really help in the healing, instead of going to a talk therapist, not that I'm saying that's go to a therapist if you need to go to a therapist,
right,
but one of those backdoor ways of healing it is to tap into your inner child and do some coloring or hula hooping or sidewalk chalk or whatever that fun playfulness that you need to tap into on the inside to allow that healing on the outside. So each one of the chakras can really elaborate to what your blocks are, what the inner workings are, so that you can really hone in. And then you have a whole myriad of possibilities of healings. And so it could be Reiki, it could be acupuncture, it could be play therapy, it could be so many different things, meditation, shamanic practice work, whatever it might be to help engage that chakra, wake it up, heal it so that it can move forward. So the chakras really are the map. And then you have all of these beautiful modalities that are available now to us that can help in the healing of them. So, because that's the end goal. Let's get them aligned. Let's get them flowing. Let's get them working. The how is really can be individual. And that's where a chakra coach kind of comes in to help guide the process.
Wow. Well, that's really interesting. But I guess one of the things that is piquing my curiosity now is how the heck did you get interested in this? How did you maybe get in alignment with your own chakras?
Right. Well, hitting the rock bottom is a really great way to have that wake up call. So I started my spiritual journey really young. My father was doing Reiki in the house when I was a kid. I started practicing Reiki when I was only 20 years old, became a Reiki master at 22. Like, it was an early journey spiritual leaning into. But once, it was probably around 4.5 years ago at this point, where I really felt like I hit my rock bottom. I was working as a billing clerk at an eye care company. I had a toddler who was up every hour in the night. Oh. And so I wasn't sleeping. I was starting to have major digestive disorders and finally got a diagnosis that I had ulcerative colitis. Yeah. I had a first marriage where it fell apart and I was in a custody battle with my father of my 8-year-old at the time. Mm. And this, the police interaction and all of that, when it's really inflamed, it just was like, you know what? I decide, am I going to live my purpose? Am I going to live my truth? Am I going to step in fully? Or am I going to let this background chaos rule my life? And when I could surrender to the possibility of healing, to the possibility of choosing myself first, instead of trying to hold on to the super mom archetype. most women in the US do. They have to work full time and be the super mom and bake muffins and, you know,
Insane. Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure on young moms, young entrepreneurs. And when I could finally get to the point of recognizing that, and it really did take a full anxiety, despair, suicidal thoughts to really go there. And I don't want to say that everyone has to go down that path. You can stop this at any moment. But I apparently had to go down this journey so that I could really fully wake up and say, I come first. Mm-hmm. If I'm not around, I can't help anyone. Yeah. And so that was really my wake up call. And from there, I made a daily commitment back to my Reiki practice and then searching the chakras of what's going on. I had done a lot of shamanic work already. And so I started offering shamanic meditations through the chakras at the local yoga studio. And that was one of the first things that I did coming out of my bottom,
right?
My yucky space, and to really kind of tap into my own spiritual gifts, my own spiritual nature. And in that process of offering a meditation every week, starting that root chakra all the way through crown, so seven chakras, mm-hmm. I really was doing the work for myself, really uncovering the mysteries of the chakras, and then allowing through the meditation class for guides, for helpers to really come into play and offer their wisdom and knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of where it all started about 4 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. You know, it is sort of interesting that I don't know if you're familiar with Mike Dooley. He always talks about the dark night of the soul. But sometimes I do think it's like the universe has to sort of like knock us on the head and say, hello, you know, pay attention. Things aren't working. There's a better way, but we just somehow have to be woken up a little bit. What made you in particular, I guess, maybe integrate sort of this spiritual work and really helping like businesses? You know, I mean, you said in the intro, I said you're a Reiki business coach. That doesn't necessarily seem like it goes together. So how did that happen?
Well, when I started out on my own like soul healing path, part of it was I started a group on Facebook called Reiki Cafe. Mm-hmm. And that group was to hold me accountable. But what I found there was a lot of really amazing Reiki practitioners that had no clue how to start their own business.
Okay.
And so first I had to do it. And so, right, I had to become successful. And so I spent years studying marketing, studying how to develop websites, how email funnel, like the whole bit, you know, and it's pretty intensive these days with all of the different facets with social media and everything else. But once I got the hang of it, I ended up growing my own brick and mortar business to the point of I needed employees to help. I had 20 sessions a week. I had lots of people coming in. They wanted the meditations more often. And I found myself, once I got to that point, okay, now I really need to teach others how to do this.
Yeah.
Because there was no one in the market really teaching Reiki practitioners, really looking at how to help spiritual entrepreneurs in that Reiki field. And so you have a lot of really wonderful Reiki practitioners who are scared to ask for money, who don't know how to put a call to action on a Facebook post, you know, just the basics.
And I
really wanted to look at where's the fear coming from? What's that all about? And when I started individually meeting with these people, offering classes, it really came to show, it always came back to, oh, you have a chakra block. Here's your chakra block. Let's work on that. We're going to do a whole episode on just how to have confidence and and know your truth so that you can speak it, which correlates then with the solar plexus and throat chakras, those masculine energy wheels within our body.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I work with small business owners, and I go to not during the pandemic, but I had, even we've been doing networking online, but in the past when I would go to networking meetings, you know, I really do love holistic practitioners, people involved in like things like Reiki, massage therapists and the like. And it does seem that a lot of these people they have a hard time asking for money. Because of, you know, they want to be of service, they want to be of help, and usually if you're drawn to this, you've got a big heart anyway, because you want to be able to help people. So is that sort of what you found a lot of times? Is that the case?
Absolutely. And there was no industry leader really showing us how to do it. And spiritual entrepreneurs, they do have this very self-sacrificing, I can't charge for my gifts. Right. And I'm like, but your training and your time are all worth it. Mm-hmm. And that it's okay to say my time is valuable and I'm going to put a price tag on it.
Right. Exactly.
And, yeah. And it's needed. It's very much needed, because when we have a bunch of spiritual entrepreneurs who have beautiful gifts and they're giving it away for free and they're living in poverty, you know, we have a lot of this that also goes back to, in past lives, they have trauma around this, or that it didn't make sense. Like, for example, if you were the shaman in the community as a Native American, you would be provided for. If you were the oracle in ancient Greece, you would be provided for.
Right.
And we don't have that system any longer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so it's helping them move beyond what was once then mm. and stepping into their truth now. And then you have the other end of it, where a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs were at one point in a past life, let's say a witch, and they were hung for speaking out into their truth. Mm. And now they can't do a sales pitch.
Right. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. And it, I also find it, it's interesting as well, though, that there's a lot of issues in, and I don't know if it's just in the United States, but it's not just even spiritual entrepreneurs, because I've heard like nurses come out of nursing school or nurse practitioners and they, or doctors or attorneys, they come out of these, they learn the skills of how to actually do the work, but they don't know how to build their practice. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to do the business side of it. And there's something wrong there. You know, it's they should be doing both of those classes at the same time, because how are you going to be able to be successful and being able to help as many people as you can if you can't, if you don't know how to charge for you, if you don't know how to promote yourself so that people find out about you? You can't just rely on word of mouth. Not anymore, yeah. Anyway. maybe 60s years ago, you know, or something like that, but not in this day and age.
Yeah. Exactly. I feel like our systems are really set up to be segmented. Mm-hmm. And so doctors are supposed to be doing doctor work.
Right.
The massage therapist is doing massage therapy work. But if you go to the local massage school, there's no business training for them. So you get 30 new students a year in our little town of 50,000 people. Mm-hmm. And they have no clue how to start their business in any shape or form. And it's sad. It's really sad. Because it should be more crossed over. We yeah. should be teaching, especially people who are hoping to be entrepreneurs, the doctor that wants to start their own practice and not be part of the hospital system, right. that they right. have opportunities to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully that will change. But in the meantime, it is good to know that there are people out there like you who can help them and, you know, provide the coaching, because that's one thing that I always encourage everyone, because I know that I have had to hire coaches to be able to grow, not only professionally, but also personally. And I think everyone needs to, because even, you know, the most successful athletes, the most successful Fortune 500 executives, they all hire coaches. They don't, absolutely. Don't just get here on your own. You need to have support. Which brings me to my next question is, if maybe perhaps you're still not in a position to be able to hire a coach, can you do any of this work on your own? Can you heal your own chakras?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can always start taking pieces, recognizing where the things are stuck. Mm-hmm. And so it's always kind of going to what is making the list. What's not flowing in my life? What feels dead in my life? What's not working? It could be relationships. It could be your finances. It could be your own personal health. And then going, okay, well, what are those areas tied to in the chakra system? Mm-hmm. So let's take relationships. Relationships, oh, it's all your heart chakra. It's all about love, right? But if it's hurting because of grief and loss that you've had, or if it's hurting because of divorce and heartbreak, I mean, literally that term heartbreak yeah. is coming from that you had a broken heart, mm-hmm. that heart chakra took a hit, and now it's going to be protective, and now it's going to be maybe not as flowing and open to new relationships. And so it's kind of going, okay, so where do we need to work on that? How do we heal that? Mm-hmm. And if we know that that's where our problem area is, there's lots of things that you can do to start opening the flow and do the grief processing, do the breath work. Like, let's just take, you know, like if we're looking at the lungs, this is part of the heart chakra system. You okay. could go to a breath class. You could go to a chanting class that's going to specifically work on the throat chakra, opening those vocal cords, as well as the breath. So mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be so black and white, like, okay, I have relationship issues that therefore I must see this type of practitioner. Right. There's lots of different ways to kind of nurture that chakra back into health to be open in relationships.
Mm. That's awesome. Well, what about businesses? What have you found are maybe the chakras that kind of cause the most blocks when it comes to wanting to create a profitable business?
I feel like it almost depends on the gender of the person.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All
because right. each of the chakras have a gender flavor.
Oh, okay.
So we have feminine chakras and we have masculine chakras. So I often find that, especially with women spiritual entrepreneurs, it's their masculine energy chakras that need the most help. Hmm. So that would be your root chakra, that would be your solar plexus, and that would be your throat chakra. So they're really good at sacral chakra creativity, their heart chakra open in relationships, and their third eye being perceptive and open and intuitive. But when it comes to feeling safe, feeling grounded, and then feeling confident in that solar plexus, that they know what they want, they know what they don't want, they can say no to opportunities that don't serve them, they can let it go. And then really speaking with confidence in their truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically the female spiritual entrepreneur. That's where they get stuck, is in those more masculine chakras, especially if they're really feminine. They really don't want to identify as the strong, assertive energy.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a male, it's usually the opposite.
That makes so much sense. And I know that for me, those were absolutely the three areas that I've needed the most work on, and I'm getting better, and I'm making progress. But yeah, that makes so much sense, and I can see it also from the other side of it too, because men are typically they have more confidence. They're able to just, you know, ask for what they want, but sometimes it is sort of that more softer side that they need a little work on. So that,
yeah, they may not be in touch with the relationships or asking for help where they need it in a gentle way, and nurturing the relationships and having a creative discussion project, you know, of ideas and throwing out ideas, just to throw out ideas and being in that creative flow and being what's going to be the highest good for the company, you know, more abstract thinking. Like sometimes that's the harder part to tune into for them.
Yeah.
And that's okay. They can help lean into that, heal that.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you work with men and women in your practice? Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Well, and I have this lovely group coaching program specifically for the chakras.
Oh, okay.
And it's a group, and that, because I found that oftentimes I tell the same thing over and over and over again to all of my coaching clients.
Sure.
And so I thought, I'm just going to put a program together for everyone because they all need to hear the same thing. We're all going to do it together.
Mm.
And so it's the chakra mastermind, meaning I'm involved too. I'm putting in the time, doing the processes, the meditations right along with everyone else. And that way we all get the healing underlying work that's needed. And then they have someone to discuss with as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I was just occurring to me too is, and maybe this is also to either, well, reassure people, but maybe help them understand too, that this is not necessarily, you're not going to fix something and just expect it to be fixed forever, right? I mean, I think that sometimes, because life is going to happen, so is it something that we're probably going to need to revisit from time to time, do you think? Is that?
Well, for the most part, yes. I mean, I feel like if you actually spend a good portion of your time working on the underlying areas, let's say you're first three chakras, the root chakra, sacral chakra, and solar plexus, where you're really getting to the underlying beliefs of who you are. You're getting to my purpose in life. You're getting to the childhood wounding. You're getting to all of the stuck energy that you buried and don't want to look at.
Yeah.
If you really do the underlying shadow work of those chakras, then they're not going to be as triggering. You know, I talk to a lot of people who, you know, they talk about their ex-husband or their traumatic relationship they had, and it's, and they instantly start crying, right? Those are the people that they haven't healed it fully, completely. I can talk about my traumas, my triggers, all of those things in a past tense. It doesn't pull it up. It no longer has the charge to it any longer because I'm consistently working on healing my chakras and making sure that if I get triggered, my husband says something, and it was something maybe my ex-husband said, I can be aware of it. That's step one. Right. I'm aware I'm being triggered right now. And that this has nothing to do with my current husband and everything to do with a past relationship. And so when you do the underlying work, you have this more awareness brought to the table so that you're going, I have a choice now. I can either be triggered and go down that road. Or I can start to look at why I'm being triggered and keep working and healing on it so that I can use that as a past story that helps empower me today.
I like that. That's a very good answer, because I do know that with, again, some of the work that I've been doing with lots of different people, I even, you know, have done some work with chakras as well, is that, yeah, there's still maybe certain things that trigger, but a lot of it has been healed, so that it's like, okay, I can say, yeah, I don't have to necessarily, I can stop and choose and say, okay, do I really want to react that way? And it's not so automatic where it might have been in the past. So that's good. One other thing I was wanting to find out about, and this is, it's interesting. I'm in a program right now that is, it's dealing with money and abundance and kind of healing some of the limiting beliefs that, that were passed down to me, you know, unintentionally, I know, but still it was stuff that I grew up with and I had to sort of relearn. Does healing the chakras help in that area, you know, with like money and abundance and things like that? And how, and if so, how?
Absolutely. So, you know, if you look at root chakra, usually your money issues are right down in the root chakra. You're not feeling safe, that you don't have enough. I need more. I don't have enough. Where's the money going to come from to pay rent, the roof, you know, the car? How am I going to get from point A to B? All of that worry, anxiety is held in the root chakra. And it's typically about having enough assets, enough money. And so when you get to a point of I'm secure, all that I need is provided for. All that I want, I can have. And that it's really that materialistic foundational place. When you can turn your belief from fear and anxiety around money, that the security around money, to I know all will be provided. I have this underlying knowingness that if I change my belief around money, which is where that we're all, I mean, we live in a culture that says money is evil. You know, if you look at even kids shows, they depict the little girl who has a lot of money as the bad kid that's mean and a bully and puts everyone else down. And it's in our whole culture as well as our childhood. You know, like I had a really, a fairly good childhood and my father was an entrepreneur, which because I had that vision of someone in my life who was a successful entrepreneur, I could do it too. But he also worked like 60 hours a week. You know, it was this whole, you know, and very much through a lot of the states in America, it's you have to work hard for money. Right? Exactly. This is right? And so how do we change that? I have to work hard for money, that money comes easily and frequently. I embrace all that comes to me. Everyone who wants to meets me and hears what I have to teach them, they're eager and willing to pay for my courses or pay for my programs or pay for my coaching. Yeah. And so it is this mindset shift, but it's that underlying work. Where did this come from? Yeah. How do we heal it? And so really finding why, how these belief systems ultimately benefited me and ultimately benefited me again, and going, is that true? Because oftentimes when you go, okay, you have to work hard for money, and then you're like, what was the benefit from that? Mm-hmm. And how, and then is it true? Do I really have to work hard for money? Can money come easily and frequently? And then finding the replacement, people in your world that can flow into that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's books on like the 5-hour work week. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, that would be nice to strive to. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's my goal, but you know, like finding people that you can see going, they're not struggling. They're not having to, you know, note the grindstone 100% of the time, and they're able to be successful and have time for their family and have time for fun and enjoyment, yeah. time to exercise these different aspects of their life at any point. And mm-hmm. I find that is also really true, is where if we have one area in our life that's really stuck and that we don't make time for, it affects all the other areas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's definitely got to be something that needs to be taken care of. But I do think the idea of looking for evidence in your life where, you know, things do come easily to you without you having to work. And I think a lot of times it's because you're having fun doing it. I know that, you know, it's something that's enjoyable. So like I was actually telling someone before we got started recording this today that doing this podcast is like the highlight of my day. I really love being able to sit down and do interviews with people. And so there's a lot of steps that have to go into doing the podcast, because after this, you know, I have to edit it. I have to send out links to, I have to upload it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but to me, it's not so much work because I like what I'm doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And this is the idea of being in your zone of magic or your zone of genius.
Yeah.
And when you can get to this point, the divine timing works out. The divine inspiration shows up. Yeah. The following those nudges and taking action and action quickly. Yes. And so when I want more mentors or I need different helpers in my life and I just trust into that, that they're going to show up in the divine timing that is needed. Yeah. They're there, yeah. You know? And so there's a lot less stress and a lot less triggering going on in the root chakra of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I have this divine faith that all is going to work out in the way it's supposed to work out. And the students are going to show up because the teacher shows up when the student's ready. And that goes both ways, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And so the students are going to be there. The teachers are going to be there. That's and right. When you can have that open flow in your chakras, it's just this knowingness. And so the money and abundance is just shows up right along with it. If you're having fun in the process, you're going to get more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, like attracts like, and when you're focused in on what isn't working, then you seem to attract more of what doesn't work because that's what you're looking for. So I do this as well. And just in my own life, but also in clients I work with as well, it's just encouraging them to just look for the good and be grateful for what you've got. Because that's helps you to have more to be grateful for. It's funny how that works, but it's a lovely law, I think, of the universe of gratitude. So this has been awesome. I think we could probably keep talking forever here.
probably.
Because there's so much, and maybe I'll just have to have you on again and do some more, because it's been, I feel like we've just scratched the surface because we didn't even really get to talk about Reiki. Will you maybe come back again sometime and talk to me about Reiki?
I would love to.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Because I've done Reiki in the past. I haven't done it for a while, but I love the energy of it. And that's essentially what it is. So if someone wants to find out more about what you do, you know, and helping them to maybe open up their chakras and get some healing. What's the best way for people to reach out to you?
ReikiCafeUniversity.com is the best way. I have a 14-day Reiki challenge on our homepage that's free for anyone who wants to take it. Mm-hmm. And then all of my programs are there. There's a link to get onto my Facebook group. It's all easy to find, Reiki Cafe. Everything's Reiki Cafe or Reiki Cafe University. So I'm happy to support any spiritual entrepreneurs, those who are curious about Reiki or the chakras, find the healing that they need so that they can be successful in all areas of their life, including the business.
Awesome. Well, I will make sure that I have that information in the show notes as well, in case you're somewhere where you can't write that down. But I think that's going to be awesome. So I am so glad to have had you on the show. Glad to have met you. And you're a light in the darkness right now, because we have a lot of negativity going on in the world right now. But it's good to know that there are people out there who are light workers and helping to shine the light and help all of us to uplift ourselves. So thank you so much for being here.
And I'm so happy to be.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So for those of you watching and listening, thank you for doing that. I am so happy to have you as being participating. And if you ever want to, you know, suggest a topic for the show, please do. You can leave a comment on iTunes or go to my website. You can go to liveloveengagepodcast.com and, you know, comment on one of the episodes there. That'd be awesome as well. And until next time, I am Gloria Grace Rand, encouraging you as always to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.